dear Chairman and distinguished members of the committee, I will focus on the questions concerning Article 17 of the Convention, and I can say that guarantees or safeguards required from parties are fully or maybe the fulliest implemented requirements in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And also Article 5 of the European Convention on Human Rights are very strictly applied in Bosnia and Herzegovina as well. And when we talk about deprivation of freedom of people and when we talk about detention, all guarantees that do not allow secret detention are applied in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and measures for the presence of suspect in proceedings, there is a range of measures where deprivation of freedom and incarceration is the least desirable measure. We have summoning of the person, then if the suspect does not appear at the court, then he is brought to the court, then a bail, then measures to prohibit him from leaving the country and the place of residence, and the last measure is deprivation of liberty and pretrial detention. Starting from the arrest, we fully follow principles of legality of detention, and when a prosecutor orders for a person to be arrested and then he or she is brought before the prosecutor will ask the suspect whether he has any objections on the manner of arrest, and the prosecutor will give him the possibility to call his family to say where he is, and especially when we talk about detention, the presence of a lawyer or defense attorney is obligatory, mandatory, and he has to be informed about the reasons for deprivation of liberty, for about charges, and then when we move the court to order detention, then the prosecutor has to give very well reasoning for this order, and the court will always, estimating this motion of the prosecutor, take into account that none of the rights guaranteed by Article 5 of European Convention on Human Rights not to be violated. And if he decides that all requirements are fulfilled, he will order detention of the suspect. Throughout the investigation, the judge for preliminary proceeding will supervise the proceedings, and the judicial panel will review the order for detention every 2 months. And even in a shorter period of time, if the defense requires that. Also, detention can be ordered for a period less than 1 month. For example, I can, as a prosecutor, ask for a pretrial detention of 10 days, and that's the period when I want to have the suspect for particular investigative actions that would have not been taken if he is at liberty. This question of control of detention and regime of detention is connected to making a decision anonymous, and the Criminal Procedure Code provides very clear procedures how this procedure should be followed, the procedure of keeping a person in detention, starting from the point that the defense counsel and the suspects have to be informed about all reasons that each decision, motion of the prosecutors for detention, the decision of the court on this decision, all details must be cited in these documents that are required in Article 17 of this convention. The family of suspects is always informed about reasons for detention. I will also answer the question about a foreigner who should be detained. The first contacts with a foreigner during the arrest and immediately upon it, we have to provide an interpreter who will interpret from his own language into the official language of Bosnia and Herzegovina and vice versa, and non-compliance with this provision will mean a material violation of the procedure, and also when there is a foreigner who is a suspect, he has his his consular office or embassy will be immediately informed about his arrest, and he will be given possibility to get in touch with them. That's all.